This is the Eretz HaTzvi podcast for Friday, March 12th, 2021. Welcome and thank you for your support. In this episode, Rabbi David Ebner gives a talk on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Pikudei.
Parshas Pikudei Shvi. Parshas Pikudei ends with the last pasuk, which is also the last pasuk of Sefer Shmot, in which the major theme has been one journey to Har Sinai and another away from Egypt and another journey towards Eretz Yisrael, and taking along on that journey the Mishkan and the lesson of Har Sinai. The Torah ends Parshas Pikudei and Sefer Shmot with Ki Anan Hashem al Mishkan Yomam. The cloud of God was on the Mishkan, on the tabernacle, Yomam, during the day. The Esh Tielailabo, and at night there was the flame, the fire. Le'enei Kol Beit Yisrael, in the eyes, in the sight of all of the house of Israel. Bechol Masehem, Bechol Masehem, in all their journeys. So, a journey we generally think of that we're on the move. But when we're not on the move, then we're not in the journey itself. And yet, even in English, there is a sense of a journey with stopovers on the journey. So even the stopovers, the way stations, can be considered part of a journey. And indeed, Rashi, in commenting on this, pasuk, Rashi says, Mikom chaneyatan, the place of where they encamped, af hu karui masa. In Hebrew, even though we're used to the translating the verb nosea or linsoa as to travel, but the place of encampment, the place that we rest, if you will, but the machane, afu karoi masa, it also has the term masa. V'chein, similarly, with Avram, vayelech, Avram went, a pasuk in Bereishit, and he went l'masa'av, which it's referring to, especially if you see Rashi on the spot, to the place of his resting places. And then, furthermore, in Bamidbar, when we count the elamasei b'nei Yisrael, lefi, where the masei are counting the names, specifically the names of where they were encamped, where they stopped. And Rashi says, Lefi Shemi Makoma Chaneya Chazu V'Nasu L'Kafni Kukulan Masot, because from the place that they encamped, they continued on. So the encampment is also included in the word traveling. So this Rashi is a lesson about life, and that is that life is essentially a journey. We are always in movement from one place to another, between, if you will, between the birth and death. And we're always on a journey. The two woods are always diverging in a wood. We always have to know that there is a divergence, and we're making choices not simply when we are literally on the road, but when we are encamped, and sometimes we're camped for a long, long time. But all of life is a movement. The Navi Zechariah tells us about Yoshua Kohen Gadol, that they promise, V'natati l'cho mahalchim, mahalchim bein ha'omdim ha'ela. I will give you strides. I will give you movement among these angels who are omdim. And this is understood to mean that angels stand. They are what they are. There is no movement in angels. There's no choices in angels. But human beings are movers. We can go on, but we make the choice of where we're going. And how we are guided in our actions is how we are guided on the road of life. And that is always a journey. Life is a journey. The Torah, the Gemara in Sota, talking about the nature of doing a mitzvah, which is compared to a candle, kiner mitzvah, and Torah, which is itself light, the Torah or. So the Gemara in Sota says it gives a mashal, a parable. And the parable is a person who is walking, it's the middle of the night and darkness, he's afraid of thorns and pits and wild beasts, robbers, and he also doesn't know where he's going because he can't see anything. So if he gets a light, a candle, a torch, he is saved from thorns and pits and thistles, but he's still afraid of wild beasts and robbers, okay? And he still doesn't know what road he's going on. When, however, the dawn breaks, he is saved from wild beasts and robbers, but he still doesn't know what road he's going on. But when he gets to a parashat drachim, when he gets to a crossroads, then he knows what road he's going on. Well, we're coming to crossroads all the time, whether we're moving or not. We're making choices all the time. And the point is, of course, that the Torah is or, because the Torah tells us, gives us guidance at all the crossroads of life. The Torah is, in fact, the telling us which of the two roads we should be going on. So this conclusion of Sefer Shemot is, in a way, talking about you've been at Sinai. Everything was clear at Sinai when you received the Torah. But you've got to move through life. You're not going to stay at Sinai your whole life. But you can take Sinai, the Torah, you take with you on your travels. And all of life, as we said, is a journey. All the resting places, all the domiciles, it's all part of the great journey of life. And so the story is told of the Chafetz Chaim. And a guest came, somebody came by the Chafetz Chaim. This is a beautiful story. I remember hearing it when I was in probably 13 years old. And very moved by it. The guest comes into the Chofetz Chaim and he introduces himself, and he's in the Chofetz Chaim's home, and he's on a trip, so he wanted to stop off to see, to meet, maybe to get a bracha from the Chofetz Chaim. And he's astounded by the quality, or let's call it the poor quality of the furniture. Rickety chairs, a leaning table. Picture it however you want to picture it. And he says something to the Chofetz Chaim, like, how are you living like this with furniture like this? It's hardly... And the Chofetz Chaim says, oh, and where's your furniture? And the traveler says, Rebbe, I don't have furniture. I'm on a trip. And the Chofetz Chaim says, see, I'm on a trip also. And I remember being struck like that. All of life is a trip, right? And when we define ourselves as set, not on a trip, so then other things other than Torah u'mitzvos become more and more important for us. And it seems to be that we've come to the rest, to the end, to the menucha and the nachala. But wherever we are, wherever we are, we're on a journey. And we're facing Parashat Drachim all the time. We're finding crossroads. Should I do this or should I do that? What's the right way in life? What's the right way of behaving in this situation? And so, Anan Hashem ala Mishkan Yomam ve'esh tiel alaylo bo le'enei kol Beit Yisrael b'chol ma'aseyem, in all their journeys of movement and in all their rests, the rests which are demanding, moving of us, because we have to always make choices. One can't stand still. One moves. One goes up in life. We're always moving on the Mizbeach, and one goes up or one goes down. I heard once from Rabbi Besdin that the reason that there are no steps, that to go up to the Mizbeach, is because, we're talking about Rabbi Moshe Besdin, the fabled and wonderful educator who headed the JSP and JSS in YU, and somebody should write a book about him. And he said, if you have steps, then you can stand on the step and just stay there. But going up on the Mizbeach means you're going up on a ramp. You either move forward or gravity is pulling you down. So, Natati lecha mahalchim beina ondima. Right. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us the wisdom and the insight to know that we're on a journey and to be guided on that journey by the pillar of the presence of God and the light of the Torah.
That's our podcast for today. If you would like to sponsor a podcast, please visit our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our podcast, leave us a kind rating or review on your podcast platform. It helps others to find us. And thanks for listening.